USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 5 people are dead in Calhoun County, Alabama, after tornadoes ripped through the area. Shelby County was also impacted. Sheriff John Samaniego.
Everything from a few shingles off a roof to a completely collapsed house from the top to the bottom.
Thousands of people remain without power after trees took down power lines. Earlier, Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency for over 40 counties. Former President Trump is reacting to the surge at the southern border.
He had the border the most secure, they say, in 20 years, but really, I think from the beginning, it's never been like this.
He spoke on Fox. Border Patrol agents say people are crossing the southern border in record numbers. During the news conference this afternoon, President Biden said most people are being turned away from the border, but unaccompanied children are being allowed to remain. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A well-known TV and movie actress has passed away. Jessica Walter, who played a scheming matriarch in TV's Arrested Development and a stalker in the movie Play Misty for Me, has died. Walter's death was confirmed by her daughter, Brooke Bowman. More recently, she played the voice of Mallory Archer on the FX show Archer. Jessica Walters was 80 years old. People across the Pacific Northwest are reporting a bright light in the sky that shattered into multiple pieces before fading out. At around 9 p.m. Pacific time, multiple people recorded what seemed to be a meteor breaking up in the skies over Oregon. Witnesses say the light was very bright before it exploded. Video shows an amazing light show lasting almost a minute long as the pieces slowly break apart. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
More people are weighing in on the mass shooting in Colorado. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable, it's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, honestly, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It's not just children coming across the border from Mexico, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is primarily made up of individuals rather than families. Most of those apprehended trying to cross the border are men in search of jobs, with the pandemic easing and the economy opening back up. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.